K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Border Park Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday bonus edition. Happy Friday and happy weekend, Eddie Greer, January 26, 2024, and this is the one of possibly two bonus episodes this week, actually maybe three, if you count the Battle of Being Witch. By now, when you listen to this, should be wrapped up and getting ready for Houston for K-State basketball here in just a bit, or soon after anyways. But is this your first time listening to this podcast? Again, welcome on board of the pod. You've been listening to us for quite a while, or since the very, very beginning of the Pro Project Podcast. We appreciate you so much from my co-host Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. I've been back and forth here between Kansas City, Missouri, and Manhattan, Kansas, recording these podcasts. So it's been much appreciated there. There will be a recap of the Battle of the Bean, the result of the Battle of the Bean. So we all listen to this. That should be over. So we'll see what happens there. So more of that to come there. As I'm recording this on a Friday afternoon. So it won't come out till tomorrow. So y'all, by then, when this comes out, should know the results of all of that. Okay, so main thing, finally, you guys probably should already know by now. Haven't really necessarily announced it, but I've kind of obviously hinted at it. If you get what I mean there, over the past couple of weeks there, big announcement. Obviously, 3MA has a couple of their guys living in this area. I don't know where, obviously, but with John Kurtz, Cole Manbeck. I said it this week in one of the episodes of the podcast. Again, if you have not checked out the episodes this week of the Pro Project Podcast, I would advise you to do that this weekend before the Chiefs game, Chiefs AFC title game tilt against the Ravens. Check that out. But yes, there's going to be more Kansas City coverage, folks, coming this way. Obviously, you've heard Alex on this podcast a lot. Not a whole bunch, because he's the co-host of the podcast. And now, the bonus episodes, because I got to handle things up here. But, yes, more Kansas City coverage, because yours truly, the host of this podcast, making the move to Kansas City, Missouri. Back again, after almost a decade hiatus, when I first moved up here, and I was in a different situation. Moved up here, lived in Blue Springs, Missouri, for a year before a different type of situation opened up back in Manhattan, moved back there, been living there together out there for two stints, and probably put together now over a decade living in Manhattan, if you count the years that I went to finish up my four-year degree at Kansas City, Kansas State University, not Kansas City, Missouri. But yes, you're truly the host of this podcast, hopes of the Pro Project Podcast, Eddie Greer III, moving back to Kansas City, North Kansas City to be exact, close, 15 minutes out from Liberty, Missouri, all them damn hills. That's another podcast for myself, and that might not be even in the radar for me, but that's another podcast for down the line next month. But that's why I wanted to come make the bonus episode today, because look, let's face it, I've been since really last year at this time, and probably obviously my parents live up here, but starting to really, you know, find connection. Well, I wouldn't say broadcast connections. I know two to speak of anyway. So I have some broadcast connections up here. Doing the JPEG Sports, which I did the EG3 show for a handful of years. Now it's the EG3 Wide Pod with EG3. Which may or may not. We'll just have to see how it holds up. But the Pro Project Podcast, I've been rolling with that one, because K-State, I'm pretty sure there's some K-State fans up here in this area, and there's got to be some more coverage. So there's multiple reasons why this move happened. And of course, again, 10 years ago, it was a different situation. Now, fast forward to the present time, it's a whole different situation now. So probably for the better for your truly there. So I am moving forward. And usually I don't look back while I run, and there ain't no looking back now. So yes, that is the announcement there. Huge announcement. I don't want to probably say huge, but shouldn't be no surprise. But there's going to be more Kansas City coverage of your K-State Wildcats coming, because yours truly will complete the move. I probably won't have majority of my stuff up here. I'll just have to probably make at least 2 more trips, more than likely. That doesn't even count. We'll just have to see, because I got to go back again next week to finish off my old job, which will be turned into the new job up here. Just trying to think out loud. I know I'm probably going to make a couple more trips back there, including my daughter's birthday. So that's the move there, I think, moving forward for me. Personally, I'm better off. But I'm going to leave it at that. But yeah, K-State Nation, y'all going to get more coverage there, including, obviously, probably more recaps on this channel. I've been going back and forth between this channel and the EG3 channel there. So we'll just have to see how it goes. And of course, NASCAR's going to be coming around the corner here pretty soon. Anyways, in another week and a half with the Clash coming. So there's just a lot of moving pieces. And I'm going to tell you right now that I would like to get into a groove on the work side. So this podcast ain't going anywhere. Pro Project Podcast ain't going anywhere anytime soon. So it's going to follow us to Kansas City, obviously, because I'm hoping down the line we can do a live pod with myself and Alex. I know his roots are here, so I'm hoping we're going to try to strive for that here in 2024. That's one of the goals, and obviously the other goal is maybe try to connect with a future special guest that I've been trying to get. I mean, this guest has said yes multiple times, but haven't gotten around to it because either other things popped up or happened to deal with other things outside the podcast. So that's the reason why there. I'm hoping it brings a couple of special guests back to the pod like normal. We'll just have to go with the flow here. But yeah, I do not be surprised if you don't hear anything from this podcast, but you will hear something. You will hear something. At least we'll shoot for 3 times a week for the time being, because I have to get adjusted to the new workload. I usually run in the mornings, but that might not happen first off here, because I have to deal with my new work schedule. And we'll just have to see. I'm going to try to work my way into it, I have to do my running after work downtown, because that's where North Kansas City, because that's where the new job location is there as well. So yeah, that's, again, a lot to juggle right now, but once things settle, yeah, we'll definitely work ourselves back into it. But we're not going to go quietly for sure. But this podcast is going to continue to rock and roll here. If I can fit something in the afternoon or evening, that'd be great. But I think for the time being, it'll be down to 3 days a week. Now, I'm saying that now, but if anything breaks or any games that we can recap, we'll definitely do those still. Obviously, K-State baseball rolls around, and I might be doing something a little bit different, stealing something from one of my other podcasts I listen to. So that's myself and Alex Aiden. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, absolutely, I'm excited about the move. Or I should say about the relocation. Coming back up here. And obviously work, but I got family up here. But the mountaining of running friends in this community continues to grow. And yeah, very talented. There's obviously a lot of good runners in the city, and no shade, not throwing any shade back at the Little Apple. Look, that's where I made the rebirth of getting back into running, they made that happen for me. They made it happen. So I gotta first thank them, Manhattan Running Company. I will be back though. I will be back for sure. No question. Whether that's Bill Steiner, the Bill Steiner half or 5K or another race back there, I'm pretty sure I'll be back there because my daughter lives out there. So I'll be definitely back there for sure. I'm not close in the I'm close in the full-time chapter of Manhattan, living there for over a decade during my two stints to put together there. So pretty much close in the chapter on the full-time side of Manhattan, but not all the way because my daughter's out there and there's running friends out there that really kind of helped rebuild this running form that I have right now. I'm queuing up here, so I'm going to represent you guys, no question about it, there as well. So yeah, I mean, it's a great little community, that running community out there in Manhattan, Kansas there, and I haven't had a chance to run much with them, well, last year, really, because I was always up here running. Up here, and I love the community up here too. So, yeah, I will miss them for sure. But I'll be back for sure, definitely for the Bill Steiner event in May. But I'll be back there because my daughter's birthday, she's turning 4 coming up next month there. So I'll be back for sure. I might even do a reverse. I might do a reverse of what I've been doing up here, travel up here for runs and stuff like that. Jump in on a group runner down there. So, be a little special guest on the side, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm definitely excited about this new chapter here. Things are being put in place as I speak right now, and that's all I'm going to say on those situations right there. Obviously, Chicago later on this year, one of the big races or one of the world majors, my first world major. Woo! Looking forward to that. I'm really stoked for that. And possibly digging into all the races. Distances up there in Chicago. More on that. Haven't made a decision yet. That's why I said, you know, hold up on the Liberty Hill side. Because I did all that last year. And my heart is tugging at me saying, you got to do something else a little different. So, there's that as well. So more to come on that this year on the podcast. But yes. Yes. EG3, KC, we meet again this time, back up here, and we'll just have to see what happens, man. Anxious to get this ball rolling here in 2024, beginning with the Battle of Bean, which, when you listen to this, should be all said and done. K-State Houston, coming up very shortly, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever your podcasts are found. If you're a K-State fan, living up here, and wearing your purple up here in the KC metro area, wherever that is, you're about to get even more coverage of KC Wildcats there. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, wherever podcasts are found. Alex Aiden, he has a stable for this area. I'm pretty sure he'll be back at some point. I'm hoping that's the goal. Hoping to do a live one with him and hopefully shooting for one of our favorite special guests here, or not a favorite special guest, but a future special guest, but we haven't arranged any of that yet, but we will get to all that in due time, but that's going to wrap things up on this bonus edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all for listening to, again, if you missed out on any episodes which has come out this week, feel free to download and listen, and also feel free to scroll past episodes of this podcast, and I'm pretty sure there's still some sort of guest episodes on here as well. But for right now, it's going to do it. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri, back again. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all again later on this weekend.